Jess in with you this morning. We're catching up with Hunter MP, Joel Fitzgibbon. Good morning, Joel. How are we this morning?
Going okay, thanks, Jess. Nice to be with you.
And it's nice to see the sun out, certainly in the Upper Hunter this morning. In your electorate, thankfully, has fared better than other parts of the state with these floodwaters, but the weather just seems to go from zero to 100 and absolutely no in between.
Yes, we haven't been without our problems, and I remind people they should never hesitate to call my office if they think we can help. But no, we've been much better compared to those on the mid-north coast and other areas. Thank goodness for that. Yes, nice to see the sun out, and let's hope the rain has now moved on and people can start working their way back to some normality.
Exactly. Joel, I wanted to start this morning by talking about, just generally, the culture in Parliament House. You've been an MP in your position for how many years now? 25, 30 years? And the culture in Parliament House, have you seen that change a lot when it comes to the stories that we're hearing about over the last sort of month or so?
Yes, Jess, it's been 25 years for me, and I was quite familiar with the place prior to that period as well. And, you know, a week or two ago, I would have said to you that, in fact, I thought the culture had improved over that period, as has the culture throughout society more generally. But, you know, I've been shocked by some of the revelations, and it turns out I may have been wrong. And, in fact, the culture has not improved at all and maybe even gone backwards. But certainly there have been improvements in, you know, attitude, I think, amongst the majority, as has been the case in society more generally. But clearly we haven't come far enough and we have to do a lot more. And, you know, I've been really disappointed by people who say, you know, like the Prime Minister, I think, was wrong to say, well, you know, his wife reminded him that he needs to look at it as if it was his own daughter's. No, he shouldn't need to do that. He should be acting to fix this problem simply because it's the right thing to do.
That's exactly right. Something has to be done. I mean, it makes me worried for what else has been going on that we haven't heard about yet.
Well, that's right, Jess. And, you know, I think what's happening now is that women who are victims are rightly becoming more emboldened, feeling more courageous and more willing to come out and tell their stories. And I think we'll continue to get a drip of new revelations. And that's very sad for the victims, but it will put more pressure on people in positions to do so, to act more meaningfully.
Certainly something needs to change. Do you think the Prime Minister, does he need to put something in place, whether it's, I don't know, Royal Commission, as somebody to deal with all of this, to get everything out there and then put things in place so the culture does change?
That's a difficult question to answer because this thing is occurring at so many levels. For example, ministerial standards, you know, are ministers who have found or even alleged to have committed these acts, is it reasonable for them to remain in their positions? Then you get the questions about the structure of the place and the capacity of women to take their confidential complaints to someone in authority without fear or favour. And then, of course, you've got the whole sort of culture of human beings, so many of whom occupy this building. There are 5,000 people in this building when the parliament's sitting. So, I mean, the real answer is to change the culture right throughout our society because we're just a microcosm of that. So it's a big job, but men everywhere, in particular, this is a man problem, and men everywhere have to do their bit to change that culture. And, of course, it's in part about more mature men educating their sons and, in turn, their sons educating their sons.
Exactly right. And lastly, this morning, Joel, there was the Industrial Relations Bill passed through Parliament on Monday. It saw One Nation Senators Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts vote with the government on this one. What are your thoughts about what went down?
Well, coal miners this week are feeling betrayed, Jess, by One Nation. They talked the talk, but they didn't walk the walk. They've been sitting on the fence on this issue. The miners' union put an enormous amount of money into court action to ensure that every miner gets paid doing the same job. We had those victories. We all celebrated it. Scott Morrison didn't like it, so he legislated to overturn the court's decision. And what did One Nation do in the Senate? They put their hands up in favour of Scott Morrison, ruining what we have achieved in the courts. And it's a big slap in the face for coal miners right throughout our valley.
How do you think this is going to fare for One Nation's Stuart Bonds in the Hunter? I mean, he seems to be not very happy that his counterparts voted the way that they did.
Well, you know, Scott Morrison has no more reliable vote in the Senate than Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts, the One Nation senators. He's, Stuart Bonds has decided to tie himself politically to them, so only he can answer that question. But you've got to be able to stand up and fight for your local coal miners, and One Nation certainly hasn't been doing that.
Exactly. It is a bit of a stab in the back.
It is. It is indeed. And that's not my description. That's what the coal miners themselves are saying.
Exactly. Well, Joel, plenty going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Our pleasure, Jess. Thank you.